The head of the Ohio Fraternal Order of Police says the vote to endorse U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown for re-election wasn't even close. Jay McDonald says FOP delegates voted 310-5 to endorse Brown. And one big motivating factor, Brown supported police in the effort to repeal the controversial collective bargaining law at the ballot box last year.
When we fought to protect every single law enforcement officer in the state of Ohio from the evils that were Senate Bill 5 and Issue 2, Senator Brown had our back, and now we'll have his.
McDonald says the FOP hasn't endorsed a Democrat for U.S. Senate in 24 years, but the organization has endorsed Democrats in other races. Back in 2010, the organization endorsed former Democratic Governor Ted Strickland, who lost a narrow election to current Republican Governor John Kasich. McDonald says a lot has changed between then and now.
What we learned between the election of Governor Kasich in November of this year is that politics matter and that elections matter. And we can no longer go and make decisions that aren't based in the best interest of our families and our profession. And our members learned that lesson.
McDonald says the police union has built a massive grassroots organization during the past couple of years. He says it will be in full force for Brown, and the senator thinks that will help him win.
We're going to do very well with rank-and-file police officers and their families and their friends, and I think people are paying attention this way.
But one fact can't be ignored. This U.S. Senate race has already broken the record for being the most expensive in Ohio history. Millions of dollars are being donated by anonymous donors through political action committees. Brown's Republican opponent, State Treasurer Josh Mandel, did not comment on tape, but in a written statement says he has a tremendous amount of respect for the women and men who keep Ohio's communities safe and answer emergency calls. The campaign further says, regardless of any endorsement, Mandel will always advocate for first responders as United States Senator. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.